This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Oh my God, I'm such a terrible person. It's Other People's Problems, OPP for short. TAC comes rushing into the room to tell me what the person's dilemma is, and I tend to forget the second you say it.
Yeah, well, so Alex said something to his girlfriend that he regrets.
Oh.
I don't think he meant it.
Okay.
Oh no.
Alex?
Yay.
Yay. Yay.
What's going on? What'd you do?
Oh man. Me and my girl, we've been going out for a lot, you know, a good amount, like 6 months now. And we were drinking one night. We were just, you know, hanging out and drinking, and I drank a little too much, and I accidentally told her that I love her.
Oh.
Yeah. And now, I mean, don't get me wrong, I do love her, but I wasn't ready to say that. I just had too many drinks.
Drunk thoughts are, you know, are truth.
Not true.
Yeah.
It's sober.
Yeah.
Drunk words are sober thoughts.
That's what it is. Thank you. I'm too drunk to remember that.
So when you see the guy streaking down the street, you're like, he wanted to do that.
No, I don't believe
that. That's all he thinks about when he's at work in this cubicle.
I can't be constrained.
Okay. But you just said you do love her. Why wouldn't you want to tell her that?
Well, because, I mean, I don't want to. It's a big step, you know, saying that to each other, like, you know, out loud, and it changes things, you know. Like,
did she say it back?
Yeah, she did. She did.
Oh,
which is good. That's good. But also, like, now she's saying it all the time, and I'm not feeling comfortable with that. You know what I mean? And I don't want to take things to the next level because I'm comfortable with where we were before I said anything, and I was happy, and now I feel this extra pressure being put on. And
so now, like, every conversation ends with it. It's like, all right, well, I'll see you at home tonight. Love you.
Yeah, almost. Yeah, almost every conversation. And, like, yeah.
Do you think she's doubling down on saying it because you're not saying it? So she's secretly trying to be like, hey, I love you. Say it back.
Possibly, maybe, but it doesn't feel like that vibe when she says it. It kind of just feels genuine, but also she could be doing that. I don't know. You know. But, like, yeah, it's just really uncomfortable, and I don't want to say, because I do love her, like, I do, like, when it comes down to it, but I don't want to tell her, like, hey, we should stop saying this, like, because I'm not ready, because then I feel like then she'll get offended.
Yeah, you don't,
can't take that back.
Yeah, you can't take it back. Yeah,
you can put a genie back in a bottle, right?
Yes, you can. Unring that bell. I don't think it's, so you want advice on how to
de-escalate this relationship.
Yeah, I guess that's...
Yeah, without any issues.
No. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
Buddy, you're screwed.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm just going to take a quick poll of the room. Mm-hmm. What's the fastest you've ever said it?
The fastest?
Yeah, like, T-Hack, when was it, like...
A few months, probably.
Yeah, I was going to say 3.
I've had it said to me very fast.
How fast?
Less than a couple months, month and a half, maybe.
I'm talking a week. So. I've done it in a week.
Are you kidding me?
We were just really immersed in it, and really, yeah.
I once said it to someone that I wasn't in a relationship with, but I was really young. I didn't know.
Well, you're following the same MO, dude. So
yeah, I know.
You wanna pull back. Do you wanna stop saying it altogether? Or do you want to just like...
I love you, but we don't have to be all like husband and wife yet. We're just...
Yeah, exactly. Let's just like, it's more of like a matter of fact thing for me. Like, yeah, I love you, but like, let's not make a big deal of it, you know?
Oh my God.
I don't think women like that.
I don't think I like that.
Oh no.
Dude, okay. I want to get really weird with you real quick. If she died in a car wreck today, would you cry?
How bad is the car wreck?
No,
come on, dude!
Dude, I mean, because to me, like, this is why I can look at Aaron and go, I love you. This is why I can look at Tia and go, I love you.
Yeah.
I would mourn your loss.
Absolutely.
To me, that's my litmus test of what love, like, I love you because I need you in my life and I would hate it if you weren't.
Okay.
I mean, I love lasagna, but you don't see me crying because it's
okay.
Not
Well, and also, so can we move in? When can I move in?
No.
What side of the bed am I taking?
No. Okay. Calm down.
Okay. Well, you said
no,
it.
No, but I mean, it's like, okay, you're right. So you're Alex's girlfriend. I get it.
And it's like, this is green light. Here we go. Next step. Friends are probably getting married. This is step one. We love each other.
Does everybody really look at it?
Exactly. You said exactly. I don't want her to think like that.
Okay, but I'm curious. Does everybody really do that? It's like marriage is the goal, and so step one, love you. Step two, same living arrangements. Step three, engagement. Step four, like, does everybody really check boxes?
I mean, that's just the normal, quote unquote, normal, like, thing to do now.
Okay.
To fall in love before you then get married. You don't usually get married on the first
day. I moved in with somebody without saying I love them.
Interesting. Not even once? You didn't have to pull it back. You never said it.
We eventually said it, but we moved in together before we said that.
Because you're laying in the same bed and it's like, well, who's going to crack first?
Right. It was like, we came together out of necessity and convenience. She was losing her apartment, blah, blah, blah. And then it was like, well, you've been here a real long time. Alex, I think the cutest thing that you're doing is thinking there will be no repercussions. Like, but I mean, I'm positive that there are men.
We can figure out how to soften the blow.
Right.
Yeah, I think he's coming from a good place. I think he's still saying I love you. I get it. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing, actually. I'm trying to help you, Alex.
Yeah, dude, hang on right there. We're going to get some advice for you. He is screwed.
It's going to hurt no matter
what. As a third party hearing, it's like, that makes sense. He got a little ahead of his skis. He means it, but he doesn't want to take it the next step. But I don't know that being in the situation, I don't know that I would want to hear it either. If a girlfriend said that, explained it that way to me, it would...
I don't know.
He definitely can't be like, hey, I was too drunk and said it.
I think that's exactly what he's got to say.
No.
It's got to be like, I let my emotions get the better of me while I was drunk. I still feel it, but I don't, we need to like pull back to like.
I don't want to lead you on and make you think.
I do love you. It's just not every day say love yet. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, crawl down the aisle.
Yes.
We can crab walk down the aisle.
If you've pulled back from the big L word, if you've made that happen, Alex could really use some advice. And if you want to just tell him he's an idiot and he's screwed, we'll take that as well. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I can't figure out, are we in agreement on this one or are we not in agreement? Like, can
I feel
you,
like we are.
Can you back down on I love you? If you've said it, can you... Here's the thing. We're doing other people's problems. If you missed it, Alex called in. He does love her. He's just not everyday love her.
Mm-hmm. He let it slip, his words, one night. They were drinking a little bit. He said, I love you. And now she's really latched on to that. Who would have thought? Who would have thought you'd take that as some sort of green light,
but
some sort of sign that he was
into
her?
But I mean, dude, Aaron said it right away. It's like drunk words are sober thoughts, and
that's what it is. Yeah,
I don't think that's necessarily true. Mm. I've said a lot of things when I'm fully.
You didn't mean it?
Not that. I haven't said that.
I've ended up naked a lot. I don't think I ever want to get right. naked. It's like, I don't know what.
Yeah, your sober thoughts isn't you should take your pants off and right. swing them around your head. Right. But you no. still do that when you're drunk.
Yeah.
So he wants to, like, put his pants back on.
We need to go out again sometime. Yes. Now that you bring that up.
We do. He just wants to put his pants back on. Because he wrote I love you on his pants and swung it around his head. And now she's
so
like.
Weird. Yeah.
I know the analogy is not going to play out the way we want it to, but like now she will not stop flinging her pants around and he wants her to leave her pants on and him to leave his pants on.
Who would have thought?
Yeah. Just everyone put your pants back on and let's just be loving to each other without constantly saying, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I think we had a moment during when we were talking to him where I was like, I told you that I loved you. And then all of a sudden you're like, you want to move in or whatever. We don't say to each other, we love each other, but we know it, right?
Yeah.
We know I'd take a bullet. I help you bury a body. We know it.
Yeah.
But if it became a thing where at the end of every show, we had to go like, all right, well, love you, Hack. Love you, Aaron.
See you tomorrow.
Love you, Slack. That'd be gross.
Yeah. And then we would actually start not liking saying it.
Correct.
Whereas now, since we never say it, it's more special.
Correct.
Is that what you're saying?
And that's where Alex is at.
Oh.
It's like, ugh, she's
it's
just saying
it. It's more rare, so it like means more.
Yes. Let's keep it real rare. Let's keep it like super expensive wine rare. Candy?
Yay.
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 Is Candy your real name, or are you don't want people to know your opinion on his OPP?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay, so what do you think he can do?
So kind of like what you said, just tell her that if she keeps saying it over time, it loses its meaning and he wants it to keep it special. And for her to say, I love you in the real special moments when it matters the most.
Are you, is the reason you're not telling us your name because you're in a I love you pattern?
No.
You're not in one right now?
No.
Okay. So when you hang up the phone with your sig other and you say love you, you mean that?
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
And there's times that we're busy, we hang up, and it's like, hey, I didn't say it, but that's fine, because when you get home or right before bed, when we go to bed, then I'll say it then. Because you never know, he might not ever wake up.
So that's why you're saying it? That's out of a sense of obligation, not out of I actually love you?
No. When I say it to him, it's because I absolutely mean it.
Hmm. Yeah, but doesn't that mean that she genuinely loves the person she's with? Because she's like, I want to say it, and I don't know about
she
Alex.
She wants to say it because she's afraid he's going to die. That's not the same thing.
It's she wants happened. Him to know.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it
or
doesn't
even
like
after after during being intimate, and then you just say it because it's like.
That's when you mean it. That's the only time you really mean it. That's the only time I really mean it.
Well, you have two divorces.
After? You've never said it after.
Not with you. No. I had to say it before to get you to do it. No, okay. So you like play the angle that we were talking about is what you're saying. To go like, I love you so much that I don't want to dilute this.
Does that?
Yes, and he can also say a friend. This happened to a friend of his and. Eventually, they didn't love each other anymore because they just said it so much it didn't mean anything.
Are you giving the wrong, like, the opposite thing? Like, you're adding value to it when he's trying to take it away? Like, are we doing the opposite here?
We as men don't think about the consequences. We just want the end result.
Cool. So. All right. Full send, Alex. Go ahead.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.